It's really my great honor to have this opportunity to share our experience on how Postgres can greatly benefit from the emerging computational storage on the market. First, a very brief introduction to computational storage. As CMOS technology scaling is reaching to its limit, the computing infrastructure is transitioning from traditional CPU-only homogeneous computing towards domain-specific heterogeneous computing, where certain computation tasks migrate from CPU to other computing engines, including the standalone PCIe accelerators, smart network card that offloads compute network processing from CPU, and computational storage drives that offload tasks such as data compression and encryption from CPU. Altogether, they complement with CPU to form a truly heterogeneous computing infrastructure. In the heterogeneous computing landscape, regarding the commercialization of computational storage, data path transparent compression apparently is the first low-hanging fruit to pick. Its basic idea is very simple. Compression is done in hardware on the I/O path, completely transparent to the OS and the user applications. Our current product uses a single FPGA to handle both flash control and the 4 per 4K byte zlib compression. We implement flash translation layer in a kernel space driver that exposes the storage drive as a standard block device to the Linux block layer. Now, let's see how such a storage drive could benefit Postgres. We know that Postgres does not compress table data on its own, unless the record size is large, for example, like a 2K byte. As a result, end users have to rely on the underlying storage hierarchy in order to bring data compression into the picture. Apparently, the first option is to run Postgres on file systems that support native transparent compression, such as ZFS and BTRFS. Internally, those file systems carry out block compression and stores each compressed block over one or multiple 4K byte sectors on the storage device. The 4K byte alignment constraint causes the storage space waste and degrade the compression ratio. In order to improve the compression ratio, we could increase the block size. We could increase the compression block size, for example, from 8K byte to a 32K byte. Given the 8K byte Postgres database page size, a larger compression block size will result in a higher rate and write amplification at the file system level, leading to a larger database performance degradation. To improve the compression ratio, another option is to make those file systems apply much more powerful compression libraries. For example, instead of LD4, we could apply Zstandard or Zlib to improve the compression ratio, of course, at the cost of CPU overhead. This will also lead to a larger database performance degradation. So, in addition to such inherent compression ratio versus performance trade-off, ZFS and the BTRFS in general are far less popular compared with journaling file systems like EXT4 and XFS that, however, do not support transparent compression at all. So, to support data compression, another option is to use the block layer with the built-in transparent compression, such as a VDO module in the latest Linux kernel. operating underneath the file system, such a block layer modules can transparently compress each 4K byte block and packs multiple compressed blocks into one 4K byte sector. Compared with the file system level compression, the compression ratio of such a block layer modules could be even lower or much lower. So to improve its compression ratio, the only option is to apply more powerful compression libraries, which will of course lead to a larger performance degradation. So up to now, we can see that regardless of file system level or block layer transparent compression, the system is always subject to a strict trade-off between the storage cost saving and the database performance degradation. Moreover, due to the inherent implementation constraint, neither file system nor a block layer could achieve high data compression ratio. So as a result, end user typically just forget about the data compression and just run Postgres on normal storage hierarchy, so leaving those highly compressible data completely uncompressed on storage devices. Seems like there is nothing we can do here. Actually, this is where the hardware community can come to help. How about let us make each storage device capable of carrying out hardware-based compression, being completely transparent to the software stack? This would bring data compression back to the picture without suffering from the storage cost versus database performance trade-off. Such storage devices are called computational storage drive with data path transparent compression. So this cartoon further illustrates its difference from current practice. On the left-hand side is the current practice where we use either CPU or accelerator to handle data compression and deploy normal NVMe SSD. The right-hand side shows the computational storage drive with data path transparent compression. Here, a single FPGA combines the functionality of a flash controller with the hardware compression and the decompression engine. We handle all the FPGA design and programming to enable a very simple and convenient plug and play solution for end users. By combining the SSD and the compression functions all together into a single chip, this storage drive frees up host CPU cycles, minimizes the data movement, and enables the compression throughput to scale with the storage capacity. So in the remainder of this talk, I will discuss the basics of such a storage hardware and its application to Postgres. From the functionality perspective, computational storage drive with data path compression is logically equivalent to the block layer transparent compression as we just discussed earlier. Both of them compress each 4K byte user data, being transparent from file systems and the user applications. However, from the implementation perspective, our computational storage drive integrates hardware-based zlib compression, which can achieve higher compression ratio at zero CPU cost. Moreover, it tightly places all the compressed blocks in flash memory without any storage space waste, which can further boost the overall data compression ratio. So this figure compares the compression ratio of our computational storage drive with several mainstream compression libraries, including LZ4, ZStandard, and Zlib. We use the Canterbury corpus files at the test bench and set the compression block size at 8K byte for all the compression libraries and align each compressed block to 4K byte boundary. The results clearly show that our drive could achieve the best compression ratio, even compared with the very powerful compression libraries like Zstandard and Zlib. So this slide shows the basic FIO testing on our drive and a competing high-end NVMe drive. Both are 3.2 terabyte. FIO generates heavy IO workloads across the entire 3.2 terabyte storage space. The three figures here shows the random IOPS when each IO request is either 4K byte, 8K byte, or 16K byte. In each figure, the horizontal axis is the read percentage in the total IO workload. As the workload changes from read only to write only, the IOPS of the normal NVMe drive significantly drops because of their internal garbage collection overhead. In comparison, in our drive, the built-in transparent compression can on the fly reduce the data traffic, leading to a much less internal garbage collection activity. So as a result, not surprisingly, our drive with built-in transparent compression can achieve much higher IOPS as shown in the figures. So now let's see how Postgres performs when running on